Somewhere along the line, your early years, your sales job was selling Carnation ice cream.
Carnation ice cream is located on 23rd Street, and I went from there, 20th, 21st, and 22nd Street, from Robinson to Blackwelder twice a day, selling ice cream out of a cart, jingling the bells and just walking it. I didn't need to be in shape then. I wasn't overweight at that time. It was a fun job, and that was one of the first ones, but I guess the first one was throwing newspapers.
For the Oklahoman?
Yes, for the Oklahoman.
What age then?
Yeah, I was probably 14. It was fun throwing the newspapers too. Of course, today's environment, I don't know if I'd have been willing to go out early in the morning throwing those papers, but the nice thing was stopping over on 25th Street near Klassen to go to get some pastries at Camp's Grocery, which is a memory that I treasure while throwing newspapers.
Did you go back to collect, as we said? I did that, too. I delivered newspapers. Did you have to go and collect the money?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so you
yeah.
knock on the door and all we say
yeah.
is collect.
I prayed that one or two that I had would increase big time, and that's the monthlies, where they paid by the month and the yearly. I mean, you know, most of us, a lot of us, I think, pay by the year. So that would have been a nice savings. No, we had to go collect and go back in the back of the house where somebody might be living in a garage apartment and collect. Yeah.
And then you ripped off a little piece of paper.
Piece of paper, yeah.
And
yeah.
handed it to
the
them.
Receipt, as, sure, yeah.
And we had that in our book.
Yeah. I don't want to get into detail about some of those collections, the way some of the people came to their front doors. It scared me or shocked me, whatever you want to say.
In high school, class in high school, you belonged to a high school fraternity.
Yes, I did.
And that was?
Phi Lambda Epsilon.
That turned out to be a wonderful, fun experience.
Well, it
for
was.
You.
It wasn't a clique. You know, a lot of people knocked it. I think they made them close down and compared them to some private organization, whether it be KKK or what. It was just so wrong. I went over to this place the other day to look at a scrapbook that entailed about 30 years of people are in there, and there was Admiral Bill Crow and all these famous people that have made it. It was a good experience because you learned a lot of different things, how to get along with people and so forth. But they weren't the only people we associated with. We ran around with everybody and enjoyed the experience in high school. Yes, that was a good experience, and I think it was valuable to many of us, to most all of us that were in that fraternity and a couple other ones that were represented at Klassen.
You probably made contacts with people then.
Forever. Other fraternities, too, and, well, for that matter, other Klassen graduates that weren't in the fraternity. Great connection, great memories. We still go back. We still have fun just about sometimes on a weekly basis with different ones, lunch and so forth. High school for anybody is a fabulous, fabulous experience and memory.
Were there any names out of that that we might know that went on to careers?
Well, yeah, I was going to say one. David Hall,
governor, the former David governor Hall. Of
yeah,
our state,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Devere Pearson, who is in Washington, lawyer. He's a great debater there. And another debater, along with Bill Crow, is Carl Edwards. Gene Edwards, actually, and he has two sons here in Oklahoma City now. And Carl is the head of the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation. There's many, many people. I remember G.W. James, whose dad was the owner of the Skirvin here in town. In Tulsa, there's several people that moved from here. Tom Brett, for example, Judge Brett over in Tulsa. And there's a lot of fellows like that that moved on to San Antonio that still come back for reunions. You'd be amazed at the people that they put out through class. And as they've done everywhere, you know, Tulsa Central and all over. Alan Greenberg, for example, was in my class. He was a couple of years older than I was. Went on to become the CEO of Bear Stearns.
And then you did play baseball for class in high school.
Yes, uh-huh.
What position?
I was an outfielder.
Were you
left
hitter?
Field.
Were you a hitter? Did you hit?
Oh, I hit pretty well. I went into softball after that with a bunch of friends from school. That was easier to hit. That ball being bigger didn't dip quite so much on me. Curveball killed me.